This week on Unplugged, CEO Stephanie Morris is joined by Claudette McClooney Hall. Claudette works for Prince George's County Public Schools in Maryland and was recently featured on our Shape Health Ed Twitter chat titled Teaching Social Justice in Health Ed. Stephanie and Claudette talked about connecting with students virtually, building authentic relationships with students, and getting to know students as people and more.
Everybody, welcome to today's episode of Unplugged by Shape America. I'm your host, Stephanie Morris, and today I'm very excited to share with you that we have a special guest in Mrs. Claudette McClooney Hall. Hi, Mrs. McClooney Hall. I'm so glad you could join us.
Thank you so much for the opportunity to join you.
So Mrs. McClooney Hall is an instructional lead teacher who teaches skills-based health education at Drew Freeman Middle School in Prince George's County Public Schools. So, Mrs. McClooney Hall, first, I always like to just ask my guests on Unplugged, how are you right now? How was your summer, and how have you spent this time, this really challenging time, preparing for this school year and hopefully taking care of yourself?
I had to take a collective sigh at that moment because I am completely exhausted. This is the most exhausted I have ever felt in my 15 plus years of teaching. But it just happens to be the time that we're in, and as teachers, we do what we need to do to make it happen.
Absolutely, and I so appreciate your honesty on that response, and I think everybody listening is gonna relate and appreciate your honesty, right?
Right.
So I have to share with our audience, it was a huge privilege to be able to visit your classroom last fall. I mean, I was so impressed by your engagement with the students, and I would love to hear from you on how you've been thinking about continuing that work this school year, especially if indeed you are virtual, as I know many schools are, and have you picked up any good advice or resources for how to continue that work? I mean, I got to see you facilitate some really tough, sensitive conversations. So I'm curious as to how you're thinking about that working in a virtual environment.
So all summer long, yes, we have been planning. I've been thinking about it. So my summer was short-lived because I really did keep with working and planning. As far as how I'm going to do the skill-based for virtual learning, just a lot of hands-on activities. Our scholars, they're looking for that engagement, not just, you know, that discussion piece of the lesson, of the topic. So just some hands-on, some activities, some energetic type activities that gets them up and moving. For the first couple of lessons that I've planned for this year so far, we always start off with a get up and move. So I pick a very popular song, and I find a YouTube video that has like a little exercise movement with it, and I get into it with them. So, because they love to see their teachers engaged in the same activities they're asked to do. Plus, we did a lot of training this summer, thinking back about it. I mean, our school system has truly put together some technology training throughout the entire summer to help prepare us for this.
That's awesome. That's so nice to hear. And just on behalf of all the students out there, thank you for all that amazing extra work that I know you went into preparing for this year. I mean, I really can't imagine. And I just know it's going to have an impact as a result, which is really exciting
yeah.
and important. So the connection piece, I know that again, having had the opportunity to see you really connect with your students and talk about real life subjects, right? Skills-based health subjects that are so vital for them to have awareness about and skills in. Have you thought about how you'll create that foundation of trust between you and your students that allows you to have those kinds of conversations and what that looks like this year?
So the first week was all about relationship building. getting to know the students, even though a lot of them were former students of last year, but you still have to rebuild that trust because it's been, even though it's only been a few months in virtual time, that's like years. So it's all about rebuilding the relationships, and you don't just stop the first week. Even though we're into our curriculum lessons, now that we're in the second week, we're still taking time within the lesson to relationship build, whether it's at the beginning of the lesson, in the middle, or towards the end. As far as curriculum-based, please forgive my cat. I'm so sorry. As far as, skill-based, just really keeping them engaged and finding out what they're interested in. Definitely finding out their learning styles, especially since it's virtually, how I can better reach them. We have what is called small instruction days on Wednesdays, which really allows us to touch base with a smaller group, getting that more personalization to our classroom.
That is so interesting, and what a really cool concept. So as you get to know them virtually, are you thinking about just different exercises to allow them to share out and you're sharing back and things along those lines? I'm trying to picture that, and so interesting to think about.
We do a lot of things interactively, of course. We use Peer Deck. We use Kahoot. We use Padlet, which in a lot of these resources allow them to respond anonymously until they feel comfortable enough to, share out, this was my response and I'm proud of that response.
I love that.
Yeah. So, because normally we would do like turn and talks, we would do discussion groups. At this time, although Zoom does allow breakout sessions, we don't have the staffing to be able to send a staff member into each breakout room if we wanted to group. So these resources really help with those portions of the lesson.
That makes so much sense. And what creative thinking on your part and the school's part. That's really
great. Please understand that it was shared amongst educators. Yeah. I'm part of a social media educators group. Yeah. I get a lot of my resources from them, and I just share it out because I'm all about, don't reinvent the wheel, work smarter, not harder. So when we can share, let's share.
It's so important to stay connected to our peers and in the profession. Yes, I love that. So I always like to ask this question too, because I know that there is so much challenge right now. We just all have to acknowledge that. But even within the challenge in this really chaotic moment, are you seeing any positive aspects for skills-based health education in particular and the work that you're doing?
I do, because it allows the students to really be authentic with their work, not just regurgitate, certain facts that I may give them. It really requires them to do that added research, that added thought process, trying to collectively get their thoughts together to build whatever product is being asked, whether it be a presentation format. I currently have my scholars working on a health and wellness pamphlet, identifying, healthy lifestyles for physical, mental, emotional, and social well-being. So it really allows them to get their thoughts out. Something that maybe would not necessarily happen in the classroom. Why? Because I'm kind of shy. I keep to myself. But at least virtually, until I'm comfortable enough to turn on my camera, I can put everything down in my product.
I love that insight. And I think that's such a nice aspect to all this that probably many of us aren't considering. So thank you so much for sharing that. Really important to reflect on that. So thank you again so much for being a guest on our Unplugged show today. I welcome any last thoughts that you have for our audience, in particular our skills-based health educators across the country who are listening right now. Any last words or thoughts for them?
I believe that if there was truly any time for exemplars, skill-based, it is now. So as the educator, demonstrate that to them. If you have to build a vision board with them to demonstrate an exemplar, build your vision board, because it allows you to also build that relationship. Oh, my teacher's going to, you know, there's nothing my teacher's going to give me that they're not willing to do themselves. So just continue, you know, just demonstrating to them, because you just don't know what they're going through. And then seeing that you're going through the same thing really allows them to relate.
Absolutely. I cannot think of better words to close out this segment. And you mentioned earlier so many great tools that a teacher could use to build out that vision board, right, collaboratively with their students. So exactly. A lot out there to explore and to use in this challenging time.
Yes.
All right, Mrs. McClooney Hall, thank you again so much for being our guest. I'm a huge fan, and I hope for the opportunity to visit you again someday in person. So thank you again.
Thank you so much for this opportunity, and I wish you well also for the year.
Thank you, Mrs. McClooney Hall. All right, everybody, thank you for tuning in as well to today's episode of Unplugged, and I hope you join us next time.